Nixon, in a speech in Brooklyn, portrayed herself as a political outsider but lifelong New Yorker who loves the state. She says the 8 years of Cuomo's two terms in office has been an exercise in living with disappointment, dysfunction, and dishonesty. And she called Cuomo a fake corporate Democrat, who she says accepted $87,000 from the conservative Koch brothers.
If Washington is a swamp, Albany is a cesspool. Andrew Cuomo promised to clean up Albany, but instead he and his cronies have cleaned up for themselves. There is a reason that people close to Andrew Cuomo keep winding up under indictment for corruption.
The governor's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, was convicted on federal corruption charges earlier this month, and several more former Cuomo associates face trial later this year. Nixon also blames Cuomo for condoning a splinter group of Democrats in the state Senate, the Independent Democratic Conference, which she says has kept Republicans in power in that chamber throughout Cuomo's tenure. The GOP has blocked passage of bills, including the DREAM Act, that would help children of undocumented immigrants get college aid, and a measure to codify the abortion rights in Roe v. Wade into state law, as well as campaign finance reform.
Andrew Cuomo gave the Republican Party in New York State the power to block almost all of our big Democratic legislative priorities.
Nixon also called for more money to fix the New York City subway system. She took public transit to the speech, but was late because she had to transfer trains due to out-of-service subway routes. Within moments of announcing her campaign, Nixon, who is married to a woman, had to answer questions about her sexual orientation. The questions came from an associate of Governor Cuomo's who was interviewed by the New York Post. Christine Quinn, former New York City Council Speaker and mayoral candidate, who's been a special advisor to Cuomo and who is vice chair of the state Democratic Party, called Nixon an unqualified lesbian. Quinn herself is gay. Nixon says it's not about that.
My being a lesbian or her being a lesbian, I think, has nothing to do with why we're running for office.
Quinn later, in a series of tweets, attempted to clarify her remarks, saying Cynthia Nixon's identity has no bearing on her candidacy, and it was not my intention to suggest that it did. As for accusations that she's not qualified to run because she's never held public office, Nixon says women from all across the country are seeking political office for the first time this year, and she is one of them. Republican candidate for governor, State Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, says he welcomes Nixon to the race.
I think it's great. I think it shows what I've been saying all along. People from the left, the right, and everybody in between thinks Governor Cuomo has to leave. And he has to get another occupation because the state's going in the wrong direction.
Cuomo was at the Capitol all day but did not publicly speak. His campaign, by day's end, did not respond to requests for comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.